السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with Afiyat. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of Deen. حضرة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Jathiya, chapter 45 and verses 31 and 32. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us in yesterday's lesson, if a person has true Iman, continues with the righteous deeds, passes away with Iman and Islam, Allah Jalla Wala will admit that person into His special mercy, and that is Jannat al-Firdaus, the paradise, and Dhalika wal-Fawzul Mubeen, that is the manifest success and the supreme success. Now what about the opposite? Chapter number 45, verses 31-32. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. As for those people who are non-Muslims, and they are sane and mature, because the minors and people who have not obtained and attained the age of puberty, maturity, they all go to Jannah and Paradise with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. When they will be questioned, so this will be one of the questions. أَفَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. So what, were our verses not recited upon you? How I am reciting the verses, and we find that there are hundreds and thousands of people listening, Alhamdulillah, there on Radio Al-Ansar International, on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, many of them are non-Muslim. Alhamdulillah, yesterday two non-Muslims also contacted me. They say they listen to the program. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatun min rabbi. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So when the verses were recited, so these people who were bent on their kufr and blasphemy and disbelief, what was their crime? Fastakbartum. Hence they showed pride and arrogance not to accept the truth, like what we see today in the political arena in different parts in the world. وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. And you were the same people, that you are the criminals. You died on kufr or blasphemy. You died on shirk and idol worship. Or they died and passed away with nifaq and hypocrisy. Their names were that of Muslim, but the true Iman, faith and so forth was not in the inner recesses of their hearts. Therefore, even on the day of justice, therefore, also on the day of justice, so remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will tell them, Surah 36, verse 59, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. That you mujrims, you criminals, stand one side and don't mingle, associate with the true Muslims. So because their resting place will be Jahannam, the hellfire, forever, everlasting doom and gloom for them. And for the believers who passed away with true Iman, perfect Islam, for them will be Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, the everlasting prosperity, happiness, joy in paradise. وَإِذَا قِيلَ. And when it was told to them, إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. that verily the promises of Almighty Allah are the truth. وَسَاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, and your death is also something that there's no doubt in it. وَسَاعَةُ, and the day of justice, there is no doubt in it. We believe in two qiyamats. Remember, death will strike suddenly, and qiyama, day of justice, will come suddenly. لَا تَعْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَى. A person passes away, Hafiz Suleiman Ovi Muhammad, my brother-in-law, wife brother, passed away yesterday. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la and all our marhumin. So they are individual qiyamah, the micro has started already. And then the macro, when everything will perish and everything will be destroyed. Chapter 28, verse 88. Kullu shay'in halikun illa waja. Except him, Almighty Allah Jalla wala, he was, he is, he will always be. So the entire makhluk, creation, will be destroyed and will perish. And Allah, the only exclusive Khaliq and creator, the exclusive Malik and owner, he will always be. Who will Hayyul Qayyum, he is ever living and self-subsisting. He does not need anybody, anywhere, anytime in the entire universe. And we all are in need of him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and his mercy. وَسَاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, how death will come, similarly the day of justice will occur. Then that day, when you are told about it in this world, what do you say? قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي مَسَاءَ, then you are the ones you say, we don't know what is the day of justice. You don't know what is the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. إِنَّ ظُنُّ إِلَّا ظُنَّا, that we just work on speculation. Today's world, remember, rotates around dawlat and aurat. Aurat and dawlat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. So women and money have destroyed the ummah. And you see people, Allah protect us all. We're not Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Any one of us can fall. Only Allah protect us. So remember that they just work on speculation. Inna dhunnu illa dhunna. My opinion is this, I speculate this, I think like this, and see the political mess everywhere in the world. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ, and we don't have that firm conviction. We don't have that real belief that there is life after death. There is Jannat and Jahannam, paradise and hellfire. There is a day of justice. They, the non-Muslims, will say, we don't have firm conviction in that. So that is what we must realize. When we say يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, then it means to believe in the unseen and believe in such a manner, لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, there must be absolutely no doubt in it. And today that is what the enemies, the capitalists, the secularists, the democrats, and all these Zionists and all these haramis and all these satanic forces want to erode from our society. And therefore they bring all these foreign speakers here and all of them who give us a liberal Islam, a watered down form of Islam, and so forth and so on. So to justify their own wrongs and so forth. Allah alone protect us. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the 24th of Shawwal, 1446. Yesterday alone, 30 of our brothers, sisters, children martyred there in Gaza al-Mubarakah, 60 of them injured, and Bibi humiliated by the Shin Bet chief. He said that Bibi, Netanyahu, war criminal, wanted we must spy on the protesters. He wanted we must do illegal things. Now all this is coming to haunt him. And therefore the Haaretz newspaper writes that he has no more scapegoats to use. And he is unfit to rule Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Israel yesterday arrested 6 protesters. You must remember that. And speaking about that, so you must remember that the 6 rabbis were also imprisoned yesterday. Why? For sexual abuse. They're taking advantage of the children studying by them. Now the Pope, he died, you see. So every Pope came, Pope Francis came, then Pope Benedict came before him and before him, before him. They all had to cover up certain scandals of pedophilia. What their cardinals did, what their pastor and priest did. They were busy with the children and busy with homosexuality and so forth. So one side they speak of celibacy, you can't get married. And other side they busy putting their rifles there by the children and so forth, the haramis. Go read the entire church's history. These rabbis are none the better, the haramis. So they are the cursed people. Quran calls them donkeys. Chapter 62, verse number 5. كمث للحمار يحمل أسفارا. They are just like donkeys carrying big, big encyclopedias. So this is how Allah punishes them. إلى يوم القيامة لا يبعثن عليهم إلى يوم القيامة من يسومهم سوء العذاب. That Allah Ta'ala will always send people to punish the Jutlas and the Jews, and the worst punishment till the day of justice, because they are a cursed nation, the swines and pigs. You can see what they are doing today. They're burning our Palestinians and in full view of the world. And he, Trump, and America say, we're giving our full support to them. Therefore, Trump is humiliated. He said there won't be VOA, Voice of America. The judge stopped him and said, you can't do that. That we say the funds must be reinstated and for the Voice of America. Thousands of people going to lose their jobs. He said, you Harvard University, you better listen to me. So the court said, you must pay the charges. So now for all the legal charges, they have to pay a certain amount. You must remember the Trump administration getting humiliated every day. And remember that they say that this Elon Musk next month, that is May, he'll be out. You see that humiliated disgrace also. And he will concentrate on his Tesla. And that car is burning so many places and so forth. He's a character that born in South Africa. They love apartheid, made apartheid money during the apartheid days. And now they want to act as though as they are big Democrats and human rights and so forth. Trump's attack on the Fed Chair Powell is going to harm America the most, you must remember that. 27 people killed in Indian-administered Kashmir. Obviously, that Modi and Amit Singh and all of them, Amir Singh, whatever, these are haramis and terrorists as far as we're concerned, the way they cause harm to the Muslims in India, they're blaming Pakistan. So his holidays there now. So many tourists comes there to Kashmir, the beautiful Kashmir in India, and they killed 27 tourists there. That was yesterday's count. Today might be even more and so forth. The U.S. Jews are giving one another a message. If Ben-Gvir, the Harami, the Minister of Security of Israel, comes to you, don't even open the door. We have nothing to do with him. Humiliated in Israel, humiliated in America, and the biggest terrorists on earth, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, and he, Netanyahu, the war criminal, whole lot of them. Zelensky says, we will not recognize Crimea as part of Russia, even if a deal is made. And that is what Trump is saying, that you must accept Crimea as part of Russia and so forth. The Pope's funeral is set for Saturday, so thousands of people will assemble there. Then there will be many presidents and prime ministers and kings and so forth. Then Israel removes condolences for Pope. You see that? Initially, on their official website, they put condolences, the Pope died. Then the right-winger said, hey, the Pope was pro-Palestinian, not pro-Israeli, and in the Gaza war, he was supporting them. So remove it, and they removed it. You see, that is Israel. They are haramis, they are swines and pigs and monkeys, as mentioned in the Noble Quran. They wage war against everybody, Christians, Muslims, whoever comes in their way. So remember that Modi is in Jeddah for 2 days' visit. then he will tell others MBS and that we must do this, we must do that. The fools and the idiots will fall for it. But he will cut his journey short because of what happened there in Kashmir. Likewise, once you must remember, and Modi cut the deal also regarding the tariffs and so forth. More than 100,000 people from Pakistan were expelled. The Afghanis go back to Afghanistan, but they never even saw Afghanistan, majority of them. They were born and bred in school and madrasa, everything they did in Pakistan. The next pope from Nigeria, question mark. So Africa is wondering, will it be our turn? It won't be your turn, remember that. They whitey, we're going to wait for the black smoke and the white smoke. The white smoke will tell you that the white pope, you see. From the time of Peter till now, there was never somebody else beside the white pope. And remember, this is the racism in the church and so forth and so on. Till today, it carries on. So the African news, lawyers who stole 1.4 billion, not million, 1.4 billion rand in South Africa. They are running around. That money, nobody is worried about it. So that is South Africa. From top to bottom, the politicians and others who are well connected, they just get away with major, major crimes. The ANC wants to push down the VAT down our throat so they can steal more and more. So you know the ANC's legacy. You ask anybody. So unless the guy is blind, that is different. So you ask anybody, what is ANC's legacy? He'll tell you crookery and corruption, remember that. And cronyism, triple C. IMF says and makes a bad prediction. IMF makes a bad prediction for the South African economy and growth, and say you're going to go backwards, not going to frontwards. You're not going to progress, you're going to retrogress again and so forth. You in Durban and surroundings, you might have snow today, tomorrow, Friday, and so forth. Allah knows best, and so forth. Today is Wednesday, after Zuhr Salat, wherever you are. O esteemed listener, read 2 rakat extra, read 1 Surah Yasin, make special dua. Allah Jalla Wala, decimate, destroy America, destroy Israel, and destroy the Arab tinpot dictators and haramis. And may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give them hidayat and guidance. If there's no guidance for them, Allah decimate and destroy them. Today's programs, 8:30 to 9 will be Maulana Salman, 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2 Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Maulana Salim, we have about 15 minutes or so. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, till what age can a girl baby be breastfed?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The fatwa is this, according to majority scholars, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's two greatest students, and that is Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Rahimahullah, whom we call Sahibain, they all say 2 lunar years. And that is irrespective whether it's a baby boy or baby girl. And this is enshrined in the Noble Quran. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. So the weaning period, you must remember, is 2 lunar years. And that is mentioned in Surah Luqman, chapter number 31 and verse number 14. So therefore, we should practice on that. Only Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, states that you can go up to 30 months, 2.5 years. So meaning gunjaish hair. That it will not be a sin for you. Like myself, I went there, you understand, 30 months or whatever. So you must remember that now that you have the children, they don't want to leave the milk, you understand, from the mother. So in a case like that, if you go a little bit over, so meaning you go 25 months, 27, 28, 29, 30 months. So Imam Abu Hanifa only allows that, but you should try to finish up before 24 lunar months, 2 years.
Mufti Saab, which is the best English translation of the Quran to be read?
The best one will be that a person reads Mufti Afzal Ilyas, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, great contribution he left for Islam and the Muslims, mashallah. Quran made easy. I use it normally. And remember that Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah's Ma'ariful Quran in 8 volumes, the original in Urdu, now translated in English also in 8 volumes. That's very good. Tafsir Usmani also in English is very good. Mufti Taqi Usmani, he wrote, you know, an English translation with just few notes and so forth. So that's also very good. So try and use that, inshallah, and you will get the correct message of the noble Quran, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, when the mayyat is placed in the house, should it be placed with the right-hand side facing Qibla, or what's the correct way?
Many a time you will see the people put the feet of the deceased facing towards Qibla, and some people put the face and their body and that facing Qibla. You know what is the sunnat way to sleep. Last night when you went to sleep, so now you're reading your du'as and supplications, so you face the right hand side, that is Qibla, and you put your right hand under the right cheek. So remember, for the deceased, you don't have to put the right hand under the right cheek, but the best thing for him, the deceased, is him or her, you let them face the Qibla, that the face of the deceased is facing Qibla. And then if you let the feet face the Qibla, that also is permissible, but better to let the body and the face of the deceased face the Qibla. So that is the best.
Mufti Sahab, hope you are keeping well. Is there any wisdom if a husband kissing the wife's forehead? Jazakallah.
Very good. You must remember that sometimes the wife got so much lipstick and dubstick, and he has to kiss her on her lucky lips. His mouth will get filled with, you must remember, lipstick and dubstick. These Pakistani Maulanas, I always used to wonder, you know, they eat so much pan, these Maulanas from India and Pakistan. Their mouth is full, red. I never asked them, obviously, they'll get very upset, but they have to wonder that how they kiss their wives, you know, understood? Wife got lipstick, he got pan and red, both sides, they're lucky lips, and they're meeting, you see that. So if your wife got all this so much lipstick, dubstick, you say, hey, Poppy, may I can't kiss you like that, come here, let me kiss your forehead. So no problem, very good. We kiss our teachers on the forehead. That how many times we kiss Sheikh Umar Falata on his forehead, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni on his forehead and hands and so forth. So you must remember, if husband kisses his wife on the forehead out of love, out of respect and all that, so all permissible. You kiss her on the cheeks, you kiss her on the lips and all that. So all acceptable, no problem with that. Maybe sometimes she don't like to kiss the husband on the lips because the husband didn't brush his teeth also. And maybe he didn't use miswak. So there are many reasons, you know. So therefore, when you go to your wife and wife comes to the husband, then you must be tip-top condition. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Quran Kareem says the amount of rights the husband has over the wife, similarly, the wife also has so many rights, you must remember, over the husband. And this is Quran Sharif. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً Yes, the men have a degree above. And what is the degree? You will be the Amir, the leader, the captain of the ship. You have to spend on your wife and children. They don't have to spend on you. Chapter 2, verse number 228. But remember that verse there, that وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, commenting on that verse, أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَتَزَيَّنَ لَهَا كَمَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ تَتَزَيَّنَ لِي I love to dress up for my wife. I must look nice, presentable, like how I love that she must look also smart for me. In our zamana, this day and this age, we say the wife must look slim and trim and smart, you know? So all that in the house, not outside and so forth. So outside she must wear simple clothes and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, in madrasa, we learned that when a husband says to his wife, go home or go back to your house, is this regarded as a talaq or what is the Shariah's masla?
Remember, if the husband utters talaq, divorce, in any language, in the past tense or the present tense, then he writes it or he utters it, he announces it, pronounces it, the talaq, divorce will take place. If it's one, it's one. If it's two, it's two. If it's three, it's three. So that is the first thing you must understand. Where the husband uses ambiguous terms, kinaya, what we call, get out, pack up, FNU, and then a lot of things today the husband swear, and what, Allah protect us all. Remember the ayat was sulhu khair, reconciliation is the best for husband and wife. And amara kam jorna hai, na ke torna. So we should be uniting the husband, wife and the family and not breaking them. So that is the best thing to do. So you can't say what you are saying, my daughter, that if the husband tells his wife, pick up and go home and all that, then automatically a talaq, divorce takes place. No. Yes. If he told her, you pack up and go home, and while speaking all these words, he made intention of talaq and divorce, then a divorce, talaq and ba'in will take place, meaning one irrevocable talaq will take place. If they want to reconcile during the iddat, if they want to reconcile during the waiting period, or post iddat, after the expiry, you have to perform a new nikah. So everything new, so the mahar, witnesses, everything. So you can't just say that if he says like that, automatically a talaq takes place. You must say when he uses ambiguous words, unclear words, get out and go and so forth. If he made intention of talaq and divorce, then the talaq will take place.
Mufti Sahab, what happens regarding the same question if husband and wife are fighting? And so, it's quite clear that there's a big dispute and the husband says to the wife, pack your bags and go to your mother's house, I don't need you.
So you must remember that you call dalalatul hal and so forth and so on. The fatwa is this, you must remember even there, we will say that qaza'an, he must make intention. You see that diyanatan, between him and Allah Ta'ala, the talaq will take place. But qaza'an, we will say, is best he makes intention, so there's no argument left and so forth. But these kind of issues, therefore, it's best that when people ask me this, I say, you know what? Both of you must go to your local imams or ulama, or go to your jamiats and whoever you have confidence in, because circumstances can change and so forth and so on, you know. So therefore, these kind of questions, especially the second one that you ask, we will always refer them to the jamiats or to the darulums or to the local ulama, and both parties must be present, and then you can pass a fatwa regarding that issue.
Sahab, what is the inheritance share for a father who passed away and is one son, one daughter and a wife?
It's very straightforward, this one, yeah? So remember, the father passed away, the husband passed away. So it depends how you look at it. For the wife is the husband, for the children is the father. So in a case like that, Afi Suleiman is like that. So you must remember that, my brother-in-law. So first will be the burial funeral expenses. Second one will be that you must remember the debts of the deceased. All that must be paid, personal debts, corporate business debts. Third, wasiya, what he bequeathed for non-heirs, and maximum one-third. So the wife will receive 12.5%, one-eighth. So that's the wife. And then this one son and one daughter, so the remainder, the residue, 87.5%. So you make 3 shares of that. 2 shares for the son and 1 share for the daughter. So it's very straightforward. There is nothing complicated there. 12.5% for the wife. Remainder, make 3 shares. 2 shares for the son, 1 share for the daughter.
Mufti Sahab, is shaving chest hair and the hair above the belly button allowed for men?
So the man, the wife don't like, you must look like dirty hairy. You see, she says, hey, me, I want you smooth. I don't want you hairy, hairy. You see that? So if it's like that, some women, they like, you understand, you must have hair and so forth. Some don't like. So it just depends now. So if your wife tells you, I don't like all this, remove all this hair on your chest and so forth. So it's fine, there's no problem with that. So you can remove it. The fatwa is, it is permissible. Likewise, on your back also, for the men and so forth, they can do that, no problem.
Mufti Sahab, is Al-Ula the actual place where Qawm-e Samud was punished?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala sent Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam wa ila Thamuda akhahum Salih. So they must remember that whole area is called Madain Salih. So if you go to Tabuk, from Tabuk you go to Ula, and then Madain Salih, and then nowadays is open everything. So that whole area there, remember Allah Ta'ala's punishment came. I just read for you one surah, one verse, and you know it will resonate with you. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. They, the Qawm Thamud, they rejected him, Nabi Salih alayhi salam. فَأَقَرُوهَا. And they hamstrung and they killed that she-camel. They demanded the she-camel and then they killed it. Because one day the water was for the she-camel, one day for them. They had to go and take quota, like, you know, ration. فَأَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. Allah Ta'ala crushed them. Allah Ta'ala decimated them. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. That is the balagha, the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Qur'an. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. You see that? So Allah Ta'ala is showing us, go read Surah Ash-Shamsi, chapter number 91, and verses 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 15. So 15 is the ending of the Surah. وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا. And Allah Ta'ala got no fear of any consequences. He does it. So nobody can go and threaten Allah. He is فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. He can threaten us. He's our creator. He's our owner. So remember, this is how Allah. So the whole area there, we shouldn't go. And especially nowadays when MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, made it a place of entertainment and exhibition and musical extravaganza. And now on 27th of April, they're starting again the Riyadh music extravaganza. So remember, this is not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. This is Khainul Haramain Sharifain. 5 days, you understand? That is like wine, dine and swine. You understood? Today everything is available. There you must just know where to get it from. There you must remember that. So that is your new Saudi Arabia. Pakka kafir. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِي فَوَ كَافِرٌ. Who doubts regarding, remember, this MBS being a non-Muslim, you yourself will have to check your iman.
Mufti Saab, I would like to know when the exact date of the iddah of a woman expires if her husband passed away on the 22nd of December 2024.
Remember, the Quran Sharif teaches us in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 2, 3, 4. Arba'ata ashhurin wa ashra. So you, the widow, must work what, 4 months and 10 days. So that's 130 days. So you know the time, you know the date. Work with your Gregorian calendar, December, January, February, like that, March, whatever. And work with your Islamic calendar, anyone. From the time of the death, remember, count 130 days. And once 130 days is finished, then the iddah is finished. Chapter number 2, verse 234. And if you are pregnant, then chapter 65, verse number 4. وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. After your husband passed away, you gave birth after 3 weeks, 1 month, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, then your iddah will be finished, and then you can marry somebody else, and so forth and so on. So we should know these basic rules. And you, the ladies who are widow, Allah grant your late husband, this is husband, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Tell the children and you yourself, everybody should be reading chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. And during iddat, you can't wear new clothes, you can't wear jewelry, you can't apply henna and mehendi and all these things. You can't be running around here and there. You must sit quietly in your house. So these are all compulsory actions upon you, my mother and sister.
So we will take the last question. What can be recited when moving into a new home?
So remember, the best day to move into a new home is today, Wednesday. Where the dalil and evidence for that is Maqasid Hasana. Siddiqa bint Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Mother Aisha Siddiqa says, you want to start something, you want to get married, you want to do business, all that, start on a Wednesday. Allah Jalla Wala created nur and radiance and effulgence on a Wednesday, the hadith in Muslim Sharif. And remember, I gave you the incidents of Allama Marghinani, the author of Hidayah and so forth, and Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib and Hazrat Ji Jalalabadi, Hazrat Muhammad Siullah Khan Sahib, how their darlooms used to open on Wednesday and so forth. So, or moving on a Friday, so that is Sayyidul Ayyam. What should you read? You buy a car, you buy a house, you're renting a house, new premises, warehouse, whatever. So read, not just listen to the CD and tape and that. No, you must read. Iqra' Surah Al-Baqarah. Read the entire Surah Baqarah, chapter 2. 286 verses. Atwalu Suratin fil Quran. The longest chapter in the Noble Quran. Fa'inna akhdaha baraka. By reading it, it will bring baraka, blessing for you and your family. Wa tarkaha hasra. And you don't read it, it will bring about remorse and regret. Wa la yastati'uha al-batala. And remember, the evil forces cannot overpower it. So what will happen? People will come to your shop, to your car, to your house, to your premises. MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah. But many of them, quarter, half of them are burning with jealousy and envy and so forth. So Allah will protect you from all their evil, inshaAllah. So make dua today between Zuhr and Asr, inshaAllah. It's time when duas are accepted. And the hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari in Al-Adabul Mufrad and his authentic hadith. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us tawfiq. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.